This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Coming up, I talk with the woman who created the Oscar So White viral social media movement. With a single tweet in January 2015, April Rain spurred a national conversation about the lack of diversity in Academy Award nominations. The Academy has since vowed to make its voting pool more inclusive. April Rain is the MLK Day speaker on January 15th at Grand Valley State University. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you very much for having me.
What did you do for a living at that exact time that you started that hashtag campaign?
In January of 2015, I was still actively practicing as an attorney, not in the entertainment field, however. I was also working as the managing editor of Broadway Black, which is a multimedia digital platform that focuses on the highlights and successes of African Americans on and off the Broadway stage.
Can you walk us through what upset you so much?
Sure. I guess I was more disappointed. In January of 2015, I was a moviegoer, just like all of your listeners are, and I was watching the Oscar nominations on TV that morning as I was getting ready for work. And it struck me that year, and unfortunately that year is not by any means an outlier, but it struck me that year that so many of the categories, both in front of and behind the camera, the nominees were incredibly homogenous. There was not an interesting mix of people from marginalized and traditionally underrepresented communities. And so very organically, I just picked up my phone and tweeted, "Oscars So White, they asked to touch my hair." Obviously, it's a very common reference to what Black women go through in society.
Oh, okay. So you were trying to make a statement.
So it was a very snarky one-off comment. I finished getting ready to work, and I didn't check Twitter again until lunchtime. And I checked in and found out that the hashtag was trending internationally, which was definitely a surprise. And there were jokes being made about the hashtag because I was being sarcastic in my one little tweet. And so that's how people took it. It wasn't until a couple of days later when we had a very much more interesting discussion about the issues of diversity and inclusion at that time about the Oscars. But the conversation now has broadened to the entertainment industry as a whole.
I just want to revisit what initially disturbed you. It's not only that they weren't nominees of color and from marginalized communities for the sake of having them, but rather there was, in fact, a body of work that was worthy of recognition. Is that what you're saying?
Well, of course. There are always movies that should be nominated, in my personal view, that are not. Recently, what we saw with the Golden Globe Awards is that the movie Get Out was completely snubbed by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Now, this is a movie that is already being taught in school. The movie Get Out had amazing box office success, quite a bit of critical acclaim, and yet did not receive any significant awards other than a Best Actor nomination for Daniel. And so what we see throughout the years is that, yes, there are movies that should be nominated. And that's why what I talk about is not just the actors and the actresses, but the issue behind Oscar So White is much broader than that. So it's also talking about who is behind the camera telling the story. The directors, the editors, the cinematographers are just as important. But the onus finally must be on Hollywood. So because the Academy, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and other organizations can only nominate quality films that are made, the onus must be on Hollywood to greenlight and create those films that tell the stories of the experiences of traditionally underrepresented communities.
I was just looking at your tweets after the Golden Globes, and it looks like there were some things that did please you. You were talking about Oprah's speech was the speech of the night. She was a Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement winner. And I know that you were pleased that Sterling Brown of NBC's This Is Us got a Golden Globe for Best Actor for a TV drama. He's the first African-American male to get that honor. You were pleased with those. Were you pleased with the number of awards given to people of color and marginalized communities at the Golden Globes?
No, and that's why I mentioned Get Out specifically, because I believe that Get Out should have been nominated for Best Screenplay, Best Film, Best Director. I think that Girls Trip was another movie that was snubbed with respect to perhaps Best Actress and Tiffany Haddish, and also Best Comedy. You know, we see movies like Hangover, which won the Golden Globe in 2010 for Best Comedic Movie, and that was a raucous buddy movie about a getaway trip. Well, Girls Trip is the same thing, a raucous buddy comedy about a getaway trip. Girls Trip, again, was submitted by Will Packer Productions. It had an amazing box office. It was the movie of the summer and also had critical acclaim. It had 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is basically the industry vanguard with respect to audience review. And yet it was also snubbed completely by the Hollywood Foreign Press. And so that's why, with respect to Oscar so white, I also talk about who the nominating bodies are. You know, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association keeps their membership roles very tight and close-lipped, and so we're not exactly sure who they are other than to say that they are journalists who may be from other countries. With respect to the Academy that runs the Oscars, we know a little bit more. And in fact, since Oscar So White began in January 2015, the Academy has committed to doubling the number of people of color and the number of women by 2020. So people like Melvin Van Peebles is now a member of the Academy when he wasn't 5 years ago.
And how do you feel about some of those changes? Is this enough change for you?
No, obviously not. There's so much work that needs to be done. You know, I will be holding the Academy's feet to the fire to ensure that they, in fact, make good on their commitment to double the number of people of color and women. But even when they do, the Academy will still be overwhelmingly older white male. And the issue with that is that we all need to operate outside of our own frames of reference. So when you hear people who are members of the Academy say that they didn't go see the latest Lupita Nyong'o's performance because they didn't know how to pronounce her name, or they say that they're not going to go see a film, you know, like Selma because, well, that's old history and, you know, and we don't need to revisit that anymore. But they will go see a film like Dunkirk, which is also, you know, a historical movie. It makes you wonder how people are actually submitting their vote, because very famously, the Academy does not require its members to view the films before they vote. So I have always said with Oscar So White that all of these awards, you know, Grammys, Emmys, Tonys, Oscars, and so on, should be based on a meritocracy. You know, let the best performance win. But if you're not even viewing the performance, then that says that you're using something else on which to cast your ballot, and that does not seem fair.
People do lobby quite hard for their films. Do you think that that's what's influencing the Academy voters and, like you say, not actually watching the film?
Well, I think that can be one part of it. But some of the trade journals, like Variety and the Hollywood Reporter, talk to anonymous Academy members every year. And it is astonishing the information that they provide. You know, oh, well, I just voted for this film because my agent told me to. Or I voted right after I read something in Variety, and that's the name of the movie that stuck out in my head. Or this particular performance wasn't that exciting, but this actor has been around for a long time and has never received an Oscar, and so it's time for him to get his due. None of those have to do with the actual performance, which is what I think all awards should be based on.
We've been talking to April Rain, creator of the viral hashtag OscarsSoWhite. In commemoration of MLK Day, she delivers a free talk at 1:30 p.m. on Monday, January 15th at Grand Valley State University Fieldhouse Arena. For links and a longer version of this interview, go online to wmuk.org. For WMUK's West Southwest, I'm Earlene McMichael.